Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Funeral procession going through the heart of Rome.
This is ABC News. Luigi Mangione, suspected of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last year in New York City, was arraigned Friday. He pled not guilty. He's now facing federal and state charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The defense attorney, Karen Friedman Ignifilo, said that she would seek to try only the federal case because the death penalty is at stake and try to make the state case that charges him with murder and terrorism offenses go away. This is a long process. Mangione's not due back in federal court until December. And in the meantime, the defense is going to try and get the death penalty off the table. We'll see how successful they are.
In a separate matter, a judge ruled that video of Sean Combs kicking and dragging his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in a Los Angeles hotel will be allowed to be shown as evidence in his upcoming sex trafficking and racketeering trial. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Attention chocoholics, Whitaker's Market just received a brand new shipment of chocolate. Almond Joy, Hershey, Lindt, Reese Cups, York Patties, and my personal favorite, Snickers with pecans. These are all priced 30 to 60% less than the big box stores, and it's a great day to shop at Whitaker's. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and the Wisconsin Quest card.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly have some pleasant spring weather on the way today, despite the cool start. High pressure drifting in from the north is bringing us clear skies and lighter winds than yesterday. So get out there and enjoy as it warms up a little bit. Should be a nice day overall. We are expecting a few more clouds tomorrow as a warm front pushes through. In fact, there will likely be a few scattered showers tomorrow morning, especially north of us from west central into northern Wisconsin. Monday is looking like a rather unstable and violent day across the upper Midwest as a powerful low-pressure system sweeps into the northern plains. Warm, humid air coming up ahead of it with gusty winds and strong upper atmospheric weather as well. That'll all combine to produce some scattered severe thunderstorms, we think, Monday afternoon into Monday night. Ingredients will be in place for some strong tornadoes. The Storm Prediction Center has much of western and southwest Wisconsin highlighted in a level 4 moderate risk of severe storms. We don't see that all too often, so please stay tuned for later statements. Behind that system, we should cool down a bit. Now for today, mostly sunny, high 62, northeast wind between 4 and 10, partly cloudy tonight, dropping to 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy, a touch breezy, high in the mid-60s, southeast wind 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, there's a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low 50. Monday, windy, warm, and more humid. Scattered thunderstorms are likely. Some could contain damaging winds, large hail, and tornadoes for the second half of the day. High 76. Tuesday, gusty winds through midday with some sprinkles possible. Partial clearing in the afternoon, high of 60. Wednesday, a small chance of light rain, mainly south, high 58. Thursday, a few showers with a high of 61. By Friday, partly sunny and cool, high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're starting your day with clear skies, and we're at a morning low of 32, right at the freezing mark, following a high yesterday of 53. No precip today, 36 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. The high yesterday, as mentioned, was 53. The record high, 1962, was 84. The record low from 1976, 26. And 1 year ago, our extremes, 59 and 43. The sun will set today at 7:57, sunrise tomorrow at 6:01. Barometric pressure is at 30.32 on the rise. We have a northwest wind at 2, and as mentioned, no precipitation. 53 was the high yesterday under clear skies. Our current temperature is the morning low. We're at 32.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Who's behind the counter is just as important as what's under the hood. When you combine quality parts and helpful people, you get more than just know-how. You get Napa know-how. Hi, this is John. You'll get the good stuff at our Napa stores, along with locally owned hometown service. Whether vehicle maintenance is a passion or just a necessity, we're happy to share our Napa know-how with you. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
With sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. Last night, Mauston visited Richland Center in softball, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center softball team improved to 4-5 on the season with a 15-0 three-inning win over visiting Mauston. The Friday night game was played at North Park after a rainy, cool day. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher pitched three innings of no-hit ball. She struck out 5 on the way to the win. Carly Meaden and Chloe Darling both scored 2 runs. Maddie McGlynn, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Reagan Shep all had RBIs for the Hornets. Danny Knutson suffered the pitching loss for the Golden Eagles. Several players from the 1996 state runner-up softball team were present and honored between the JV and varsity games. A good crowd gathered to honor the past Hornets and to support the current teams. Emily Elliott Martin was a member of that 96 state team, and she remembers coaches Cy and Vicki Dahlberg coaching them at many levels.
Cy and Vicki would take us all over. I remember we went to Bowling Green, Kentucky one year. That was just like a huge deal that we traveled that far. And they really signed us up for all these tournaments, and I know we played in the Women's League, and they were just really exposing us to the game and honing in our skills, and we just played a lot of ball together, and we were just really, really great friends. You know, when you look back on your days of high school, and I'm sure these girls will too, it's the friendships and the relationships that you have. You know, it's that vibe that you have as a team. Yeah, it's awesome that we went to the state tournament, but, you know, you remember the friendships forever.
Following the 15-0 win, Richland Center will prepare to return to conference action with a game on Tuesday night at home against Platteville. Mauston is now 0-10 to start the season. They will play Wisconsin Dells on Tuesday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Ithaca shut out Riverdale in softball last night, 12-0. River Ridge in 3 innings over Boscobel, 15-0. Prairie du Chien 8, Iowa Grant 1, and Brookwood over DeSoto 11-4. Baseball finals at the high school level, Dodgeville over Richland Center 4-3, Boscobel 14-1 over Wazika Steuben. River Ridge shut out Monticello Albany 10-0, and Belmont 10, Pecatonica 0. One girls soccer score to report from last night, Reedsburg over Ripon 5-2. Your weekend forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 62. Partly cloudy, 37 tonight. On Sunday, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy, a bit breezy, 65 for a high. Variably cloudy, breezy, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Sunday night, not as cool, with a low near 50. On Monday, windy, warm and more humid, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-70s. Tuesday, gusty winds, sprinkles, and we cool down to 60. Wednesday, a high of 58. Thursday and Friday, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Walking down the avenue, lost my love, and now I'm blue. She told me once that she loved me. Now she's gone, she set me free. And I'm walking,
walking,
talking,
walking,
walking down the avenue with you. I used to walk and hold her hand. Now she's gone, got another man. I've got you and you've got me. My destiny, and I'm walking,
walking,
talking,
walking,
walking down the avenue with you. Here I am, walking along, walking and singing a song. You love me, and I love you. What can I do? Walk along, sing a song. Nah, I can't go wrong. I'll be yours my whole life through. No matter what I do, 'cause I'm walking,
walking,
talking,
walking,
walking down the avenue with you. Walking down the avenue. Lost my love, and now I'm blue. She told me once that she loved me. Now she's gone, she set me free. And I'm walking,
walking,
talking,
walking,
walking down the avenue with you.
That was a number one song in the nation by Richland Center's very own Vilas Craig. Hey, two Craigs, no waiting. Born right here in RC as well, it's Timothy Craig. And this song got a lot of airplay throughout the nation from 2023. This is Tin Man on your Weekend Wake Up from WRCO.
I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. We knew right from the start that he didn't have a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. Self-concern, watch out, you might get burned. A slow burn of the coldest kind. I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, and I've been waiting such a long, long time. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. Everyone in town knows that he can bring you down with his insecure, bad attitude. Don't know what you said, you got inside his head, 'cause he could turn on you on a dime. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, and I've been knocking such a long, long time. Ooh, what's your next cynical move? What you trying to prove? on a call from the Tin Man, but my waiting days are over and through. We could have made a brand new start if he only had a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do.
Hey folks, this is Holly Dunn with our friends WRCO.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory issues, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is prevention. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Alice and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Alice and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at aliceanddairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Saturday, May 18th at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival is going to be a blast. The tasting area will start at 9 a.m. with Three Roosters Coffee, Meister Cheese, Wild Hills Winery, Spurgeon's Winery, and Speedy Sips, a new Muscadet business. Sounds like the perfect spot to relax and savor some local flavors. Add to that live music from Three Souls from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., food from the Festival Brat stand, and a little apparel shopping, and it's shaping up to be a great time for everyone. Huge thanks to the sponsors like Meister Cheese, Community First Bank, Muscadet Mini Mart, Walsh's Ace Hardware, the Avoca Mercantile, and Biba Palooza for helping bring it all together. The combination of tasty treats, local drinks, and live tunes is bound to make this day an unforgettable part of the festival.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I got a new apartment. I sit out on the deck. I've got a killer view of my new Corvette. My stereo is playing all my favorite tunes. The only thing I'm missing here is you. I won't deny that life's been treated. Changes if I could. I bought some brand new clothes. You ought to see me now. I got myself in shape. I've been working out. Got a bunch of friends. They call me on the phone. They know how much I hate being alone. I won't deny that life's been treating me real good. But I can't lie, I'd make some change if I could. If I could, I would trade all this in. If I could, I would make you mine again. Changes if I could. I won't deny that life's been treated.
Madison, Wisconsin's very own Jerry Lear, Change As If I Could. We're about 5 minutes away from a news update. News, weather, and sports. We'll kick it off at 6:30. We're at 32 degrees on the Works Warren Home Thermometer. Here's Eddie Raven, and I'm gonna get you.
Hope you like the way I talk, the way I smile, the way I walk. I hope you're into how I dress, the way I think, and all the rest. Get you, you're gonna love me, no doubt about it, I'm gonna get you. When you're drifting off to sleep, close your eyes and think of me. Make it easy on yourself, don't dream about nobody else.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
By the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. Teardrops fall.
except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. I tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, 6:30. We're at 32 degrees. Time for a news update brought to you by Computer Connections. Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Why Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Why Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless? Big coverage, local care.
Good morning with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. The Wisconsin River is flooding. In Columbia County, water was entering some homes and surrounding many others yesterday as it rose feet above its banks at Portage. The water is rushing and rising to a minor flood stage, entering and flooding at least 12 homes in the town of Decorah near Highway V. There are also reports of water covering roads both on River Oaks Road and Oak Knoll Road. The West Lane Road and the Long Lake area reportedly had 4 feet of water over it in places on Friday afternoon. Water was also surrounding seasonal homes along Old River Road in the Black Hawk Park area, and there was water at the base of Caledonia and Lewiston Lee on Old River Road. Bank full is when the river rises to 12.7 feet. It was 5 feet above that at 17.7 feet on Friday morning at 9. The river is forecast to rise to 17.8 last night, and then it should start to fall back below flood stage by early Sunday morning. Motorists should never drive around barricades or drive through the flooded areas. You never know if the road is washed out underneath. Stay safe and turn around. Don't drown. International students across the nation are discovering that their legal status and student visas are being terminated or revoked with little notice. An Associated Press review of university statements, correspondence with school officials, and court records has, as of Wednesday, tallied at least 1,118 students at 177 colleges, universities, and university systems have had their visas revoked or their legal status terminated since late March. Closer to home, a local judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang is a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and work as an actuarial assistant before grad school. But her visa was revoked on April 4th. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis for her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get a degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW systems. Students have begun to file lawsuits across the country, with a number of temporary restraining orders granted in lawsuits from New Hampshire, Montana, and Wisconsin. The Social Security Administration has announced that it's reinstating National Social Security Month, a public awareness campaign held each April, and it's dedicated to helping Americans access their benefits. The agency last observed National Social Security Month in 2019 during President Trump's first term. The early days of the COVID-19 pandemic forced the cancellation of National Social Security Month in 2020, and the Biden administration never resumed the observance. Effective immediately, April of every year will once again be recognized as National Social Security Month. This year, the period of enhanced public outreach will extend to August 14th, when Social Security celebrates its 90th anniversary. Social Security has a tradition of public outreach dating back to its establishment when employees fanned out across the nation to help enroll Americans in the program. This year's enhanced public outreach to help eligible individuals access their benefits continues Social Security's tradition of service to the American people. Sting Night 2025 will be held tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club's annual event will feature this year's Hall of Fame induction, college signings, and three RCHS athletes, free bowling for kids 10 and under, a $500 bucket raffle, and a silent auction. What transpires during the evening is what Sting Night is all about. Kirk Layer is an organizer of the event.
The night is really all about the community celebrating Richland Center athletics. We really like our athletes mingling in the crowd, mingling with the Hall of Fame people, and mingling with the audience that's there that night so that they can see that these young people are some of the best human beings that you ever want to be around. I always said when people ask me, you know, what I missed about leaving officiating, and one of the biggest things I told them was being around the athletes. Because athletes are just like a lot of young adults in today's society. They're some of the best people you want to be around.
Doors will open at 4:30. Free kids bowling gets underway at 5, and the Hall of Fame ceremony, followed by the college signings, begin at 5:30. Money raised at the event will help fund RCHS athletics. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome to attend Sting Night 2025 tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Rivers and Ridges Book Festival, sponsored by the McIntosh Memorial Library in Viroqua, will be held today starting at 9:30. It runs until 2:30. A number of authors will speak about their books and topics at the Western Wisconsin Technical College's classroom, the Vernon County Museum and History Center, the McIntosh Memorial Library Program Room, the Viroqua City Hall Community Room, and Bethel Home. A complete schedule of sharing times and locations can be found at riversandridgesbookfestival.org/events. And you can celebrate Earth Day with the Savor Farm and Food Tour. Savor the River Valley's Earth Day Farm and Food Tour showcases local farms and food businesses who are producing and processing food in ways that provide delicious, wholesome food and also protect soil, water, and air quality. The free self-guided tour will be held today from 10 until 4 and features stops at various locations from Plain through Lone Rock, Spring Green, and Arena to Ridgeway, showcasing more than a dozen local businesses and organizations. Savor the River Valley is a grassroots initiative to connect farmers, food processors, food retailers, and restaurants to support each other to bring more visibility to what they produce, sell, and serve. For more information about Savor the River Valley, plus a tour brochure and interactive map, you can visit on the World Wide Web, savortherivervalley.org/events.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Your weekend forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 62, partly cloudy, 37 tonight. On Sunday, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy, a bit breezy, 65 for a high. Variably cloudy, breezy, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Sunday night, not as cool, with a low near 50. On Monday, windy, warm, and more humid. Scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-70s. Tuesday, gusty winds, sprinkles, and we cool down to 60. Wednesday, a high of 58. Thursday and Friday, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gaze Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
Time for sports, brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. By the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. And brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
With sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. Last night, Mauston visited Richland Center in softball, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center softball team improved to 4-5 on the season with a 15-0, three-inning win over visiting Mauston. The Friday night game was played at North Park after a rainy, cool day. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher pitched three innings of no-hit ball. She struck out five on the way to the win. Carly Meaden and Chloe Darling both scored two runs. Maddie McGlynn, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Reagan Shep all had RBIs for the Hornets. Danny Knutson suffered the pitching loss for the Golden Eagles. Several players from the 1996 state runner-up softball team were present and honored between the JV and varsity games. A good crowd gathered to honor the past Hornets and to support the current teams. Emily Elliott Martin was a member of that 96 state team, and she remembers coaches Cy and Vicki Dahlberg coaching them at many levels.
Cy and Vicki would take us all over. I remember we went to Bowling Green, Kentucky one year. That was just like a huge deal that we traveled that far. And they really signed us up for all these tournaments, and I know we played in the Women's League, and they were just really exposing us to the game and honing in our skills, and we just played a lot of ball together, and we were just really, really great friends. You know, when you look back on your days of high school, and I'm sure these girls will too, it's the friendships and the relationships that you have. You know, it's that vibe that you have as a team. Yeah, it's awesome that we went to the state tournament, but, you know, you remember the friendships forever.
Following the 15-0 win, Richland Center will prepare to return to conference action with a game on Tuesday night at home against Platteville. Mauston is now 0-10 to start the season. They will play Wisconsin Dells on Tuesday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Ithaca shut out Riverdale in softball last night, 12-0. River Ridge in three innings over Boscobel, 15-0. Prairie du Chien 8, Iowa Grant 1, and Brookwood over DeSoto 11-4. Baseball finals at the high school level, Dodgeville over Richland Center 4-3, Boscobel 14-1 over Wazika Steuben. River Ridge shut out Monticello Albany 10-0, and Belmont 10, Pecatonica 0. One girls soccer scored a report from last night, Reedsburg over Ripon 5-2.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Matthew Liberatore pitched six strong innings, and Brendan Donovan had a pair of singles and drove in a run. That helped the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 3-2 last night. Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell departed the game in the middle of the fourth inning with left oblique tightness after grounding out to Mason Winn in the top of the inning. Milwaukee loaded the bases with no outs in the seventh when Saul Frelick doubled off Liberatore, Reese Hoskins singled off Kyle Lehe, and Isaac Collins walked. Pinch hitter Jake Bowers drove in Frelick on a ground out that cut Milwaukee's deficit to 3-2, but Caleb Durbin grounded out, Bryce Terang flied out to center, and that ended the threat. The same two teams battle today. Other National League finals, the Cubbies were winners over Philadelphia 4-0, Washington a 5-4 win over the Mets, Cincinnati 8, Colorado 7, Atlanta 8-2 over Arizona, Pittsburgh down the Dodgers 3-0. Two American League games were postponed due to weather, Boston at Cleveland and Baltimore at Detroit. Games that were played to final, it was a shutout for KC over Houston 2-0, Toronto doubled up on the Yanks 4-2. Minnesota 11, the Angels 4, and the Athletics got by the Shy Sox 6-5. Just three interleague games, and two of them were won by shutout. Tampa Bay 1-0 over San Diego, Texas 2-0 over San Fran, and Miami beat Seattle 8-4. Gary Trent Jr. tied a franchise playoff record with 9 three-pointers and scored 37 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo also had 37, and the Bucks used a big second half to defeat Indiana 117-101 on Friday night. That cut the Pacers' series lead in the playoffs to 2-1. Trent finished 9-for-12 behind the arc to tie Hall of Famer Ray Allen's Bucks mark for most three-pointers in a postseason game. Antetokounmpo added 12 rebounds for Milwaukee, which will now host Game 4 tomorrow. Two other NBA playoff finals from last night, Orlando over Boston 95-93, and Minnesota down the Lakers 116-104.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, a race by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up,
Taking me back to New Orleans, a little Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Yeah, it's a pretty good feel for a weekend wake up. 6:49, the Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 33 degrees, up from our freezing low of 32. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend. We're going to keep it rolling with Clint Black and One Emotion on Country and Community and your weekend wake up.
Looking for the feelings that used to tell me something's wrong. Like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. One emotion wrapped around me. One emotion I can hold on to. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want to be. One emotion's got a hold of you and me. There's nothing left of the useless things I used to feel. Only love now as everything else just fades away. Just as real as the wild horses you would have to have to drag me away from one emotion wrapped around me. One emotion I can hold on to. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want to be.
Why choose local radio? Cost-effective advertising. Radio ads on WRCO offer one of the best returns on investment. You can reach a broad audience without the hefty price tag of TV or digital ads.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right, your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Healthy soil is the key to a strong harvest. Farmers are the original conservationists. Carefully managing nutrients and soil health for future generations. Here's to those who nurture the land as much as it nurtures us. This message is sponsored by the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 880 North Orange Street. And Premier Cooperative. They have exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
A little Miss Dynamite just blew my world away. It was a pitiful sight, me begging her to stay. I never had a hunch, so how was I to know? She packed a punch that knocked my heart out cold. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. The night she left me in Amarillo, cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty, only 5'3", lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? She came across so cool, I didn't think that I'd get burned. Now I'm a big old fool with a leaving lesson learned. Thought I was strong like old Hercules. She proved me wrong with her little c'est la vie. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. She left me in Amarillo. I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty, only 5'3", lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? How could a blue-eyed beauty, only 5'3", lay a Texas-sized heartache?
That you
you walked on. I just had to get close enough to touch. Once I did, I couldn't get enough.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.